texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Does this noise sound painfully familiar to you? Here's the thing you need to know about snoring. It could be a sign of a very big health problem called sleep apnea. People with sleep apnea have been found to be at an increased risk for serious health conditions like coronary heart disease and other cardiovascular diseases. And studies show that as many as 80% of all sleep apnea cases go undiagnosed. If you or loved one think you have sleep apnea, you need to know before it's too late. Here's the good news. Now you can find out if you have sleep apnea quickly and easily right from the comfort of your own home with no expensive or time-consuming doctor visits or overnight sleep lab stays required. Just send one simple text to get started. Text QUIET to 323232 to get a private link to the sleep apnea quiz. Text QUIET to 323232. It takes just minutes and could literally save your life. Don't wait. Text QUIET to 323232 now. Text the word QUIET to 323232. Text QUIET to 323232.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, Samantha.
Oh, my God.
Just stop it.
Good times. Already good times. Sorry, guys. Even before we got into the podcast, we've been arguing.
We've already had some issues. Here's the thing, friends of the podcast. You all must have that one friend that sometimes you just... some days just can't see eye to eye with.
You just want to throw punches.
Yeah, because guess my one friend that is Samantha. And that's...
Shut up.
I think part of the problem, Samantha, is because it's minus 43 with the wind chill.
Lisa, do you want to tell them where we are right now?
Yeah, so here's the thing, guys. Normally, as you know, we podcast from the Lowe's parking lot stealing their Wi-Fi. We have to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you can't be in your car outside when it's minus 43 because you will die. So right now, we're in the parkade.
We're in a free parkade.
Stealing the free parking in the parkade.
Yes.
So we had to switch locations because it's a little bit warmer for Betty in the parkade.
Yes, she likes it a little bit better.
And it's a little bit warmer for us too, it seems. Yes. So that's different.
Yeah. And I don't know if anyone can notice, but we are wearing lapel mics.
Because we are ending 2017 on a new note.
Sorry, I'm like, we're trying to sound all professional, but we're still sitting in a fucking car. I'm sorry. Oh my God.
We're just not that professional.
No, we're not. I would like to say that we are, but we are not.
We just aren't. And here's what's really funny is that because I have the lapel clip on, I don't know, it's something new. I don't know how to cope with it. I can't cope with it.
She can't. She's sitting very like...
I have a board shoved up my ass that comes through right there, and then I have one attached to my back. And so I'm arching my back.
I don't understand why though.
And doing the robot. That's what I feel like I'm doing. I know, right?
And you look ridiculous, I know. By the way.
You look more comfortable with it than I do.
It's just on my coat.
I know.
It's just on my coat.
I keep looking at mine.
Yeah.
So you're like, careful that I don't talk too closely to it. And then here's the thing. At the end of the day, might just be bogus. They might not even really make a difference.
No. We don't know.
We don't know.
I guess maybe you guys could tell us. That'd be great if you did.
Whoa. God, that was funny.
Because we're trying to cope with new equipment.
New equipment.
Because we think we're cool now because we've got lapel mics.
We've got lapel mics. Plug the phone, and the jack plugs into the phone, and then clips onto us. So we are tethered very closely, but we do have not that closely, because it's like a 20-foot cord.
Yeah.
So just think we can do it outside and just be like all over the place.
I think we should have special mention, though, to your husband.
Yes.
Michael gifted us...
this.
With my lapel mics.
With the lapel mics. And
he was like, you two, whatever he put in there.
Right? Shouldn't be just holding onto the phone. So the phone's not even in my hand. It's on my lap.
Yeah.
And also we got a new Zoom recorder. Not using it this one because we got to learn how to use it first.
Yeah, we got to learn.
Baby steps. So here's a funny development that's happening right now. And this is what happens when you podcast live. In
people
a parkade.
People are having a snow fight.
With a little bit of snow. It's minus 43, so there is no snow. This just tells me dude has not cleared off his roof.
I believe it's her car.
Okay, she has not cleared off her roof, because there's a little skip of snow, and they're having a snowball fight. And what's funny is that they don't know we're watching them. Because she's hiding. Do you think they do?
I think they do.
Let's stop watching them then.
Okay.
They look ridiculous.
Yes, they do.
And we're so off track.
And why are you talking about her?
I don't know.
I don't...
So off track.
And this is like
it's because of the lapel clip, I think. I think it's because of the clip.
Too much freedom for you,
Lisa. Too much freedom.
Too much freedom.
I can do whatever.
Too much time on your hands.
Okay, but guess what? Can I talk to you about something?
What?
I watched the Dr. Pohl marathon.
What is that?
Dr. Pohl is, like, he's a Michigan vet. And he
Why are you watching a veterinarian show?
Because he's really cool.
One, you don't have pets.
The incredible Dr. Pohl. But he fixes all pets, hey? He fixed a chicken. You know how, remember, like if you were picking apples and you put him in one of those wood barrels? Mm-hmm. He took a piece of that. Poor little chicken had a broken little leg. Took a piece of that. Put it on the chicken's leg with some cotton. Chicken only has 1 foot for a few weeks, but he'll be just fine. Isn't that weird? It's a great show. Watch it.
And you marathon watch this show?
Yeah, I watched it like lots of times.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Mike and I have been watching it for years, but it was a marathon because it was over the holidays.
Really?
Yeah. Which we're not discussing because we're done with them.
We're done with holidays.
We're done with holidays.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
But so you should watch it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Now that you have like all your like PVR and stuff like that. Right?
Oh, I PVR all the time.
You are like the queen of PVR. Right?
I am.
And how's that working for you?
It's awesome.
Good.
Because I'm watching a show and I'm too tired. And I'm like, oh, I can PVR it.
Right.
I'll watch it when I get home tomorrow.
That's the beauty. You've been missing out on it for years, but that's the beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I know.
It's good times.
Good times.
I still understand about the veterinarian show.
Watch it. I'm just sharing. No. Just because I'm just sharing.
You watch Forged in Fire. Mm-hmm. That I totally don't understand.
Don't get me going.
I know. I'm not going to. I mention it only because, why?
And it had a marathon on too.
Yes. I know.
And I watched it.
I saw it.
Yeah. And I watched it too. Okay, well, what?
We're not talking about that.
Okay. Okay.
What are we talking about now?
We're talking about Dr. Pohl still.
Are we?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't watch it, so can I really have anything to do with that?
Yeah, you could start watching it.
No.
It's like all things, right? You didn't used to PVR, now you do.
No, I don't want to watch
it. The advice of me.
No, I don't want to watch that.
The advice of me, I'm just saying.
No. It's oh, great. You know what I want to talk about, though?
What?
Because I showed it to my mom, too.
What?
The picture you sent me. Of your husband's funny sense of humor.
He's kind of a DIY guy too, right?
In a very odd way.
So here's the funny thing, right? So I came home from work. Grocery shopping day is Friday. So I came home from work last Friday.
Yes.
Right?
And I believe it was, yes.
Friday or Saturday. I don't know. It might have been Saturday. I think it was Saturday, actually, I think, because of the holiday. Yeah. I think that's when...
Does it really matter now?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. But I'm trying to tell a story,
Go with
Samantha.
The story. Go
okay,
with the story.
Listen. Oh, minus 43, right? My head's still frozen from this morning's walk from my bus. Cut a girl some slack. Cut a girl some slack, would you? Okay. So anyways, so he goes to get groceries. I make a grocery list. I don't usually put extras on it, right?
No.
I make a list. He has such a good heart, and he knows that his wife's like a little bit on the fat side and probably likes a little extra food. So he buys the odd special type of thing that I would like.
Mm-hmm.
So this time he bought the Bear Paws gingerbread cookies.
Oh.
So good, right? Love them. You can only get them at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And hadn't seen them yet, right? I don't know if they hadn't been around or he hadn't seen them. And so here's the scenario is that I walk home. I walk into the apartment, and he's sleeping because he works nights. Okay? So I turn on the kitchen light, and my kitchen is to the left. And then I turn on the light, look to the left, because I know it's grocery shopping day. And there's a picture sticking out of the cupboard, and it is of a bear. And I know exactly what that means. It means open that cupboard because it's bait, right? He's put it up there because it's bait, bear bait. And then I opened the cupboard, and then there was, like, cookies. And I'm like, and as I opened up the cupboard, I was trying to be so quiet. I'm like, oh, so excited. And all of a sudden, out he comes from the bedroom, and he's like, aha, gotcha. Like a hunter would, right? Because you're catching the bear.
The bear.
Because the bait worked.
The bait worked.
Isn't that hilarious?
I thought it was hilarious. And when I explained it to my mom, she's like, oh, Mikey.
He's so funny. Right? And it was, and it's the lotto bear, right? The lottery bear. And so he had like this computer-sized picture of it. And it was just there waiting for me. And I completely fell for it.
It's funny.
100%.
Yeah. It's good.
It's too funny.
I liked it. I needed you to tell other people about
this
because
so
I think
funny.
Other people will find it
He's
funny.
Got such a funny sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And I completely fell for it, right? And I just like opened it up and I'm like, oh. As soon as I saw that picture, I'm like, something good's in there. Something good's in there. And there was.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That is so funny.
Yeah, but there's something I need you to do.
What?
I need you to start, not now, because we're not jinxing anything, but in the back of your mind,
mm-hmm.
just keep remembering that you need to start thinking about leaving 2 weeks of vacation open.
For what?
For the Queen.
No.
Yes.
For her death?
Ah, listen. No. I watched the Queen's message this year. Uh-huh. And all I thought was, you know, I got a little sentimental. I'm probably a little choked up. And all I thought was, you know what? There's going to come a day. We're not going to have our Queen, Samantha.
No, we're not.
And we're going to need to go. We're going to get the message that London Bridges has fallen. Because that's the code word.
Okay.
And we're going to hear that, and we're going to need to go.
For how long?
Well, her funeral is 12 days after her death.
I am not spending 2 weeks of my vacation to sit in London waiting for the woman to get buried.
No, but we'll also
queen see. Queen or no queen.
We'll see stuff.
It doesn't matter.
We'll like go and tour and
no,
see
you'll
stuff.
Make me stand in front of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, we'll be one of the millions. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm not doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because we'll pay our respects
no,
to her body.
It.
Yes, you
I'm
will.
Not doing it.
You will.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
I'm just saying, right? We're not wishing anything anytime
no,
soon.
We're not wishing her ill.
By any means.
And her mother lived into her hundreds. Yeah. So
we still got time.
We've
I'm
got
just
a lot
saying.
Of time.
When I saw that on the Queen's message, I was just like, there's going to come a day where we're not going to have our Queen. And Sam and I are going to have to register our passports and go across the pond.
Oh,
right?
I'm not.
You know?
Spending 2 weeks of my vacation time.
But here's what we could do to make
to
it cheaper.
To go to a funeral I'm never going to see.
I know, but listen, here's maybe what we can do to make it cheaper. If we stay in the good books with our girls at Rough Giraffe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can stay with them.
Okay.
Maybe they put us up and we stay with them. Girls?
Then we'll hop over to Ireland.
And then we hop over, visit the pod squad. Right? And we'll just do all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
I'll think about it.
I'm just saying.
I'm not convinced.
Well, I'll convince you when the time comes.
Nope, not going to happen.
I'm just saying, it's going to be 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Samantha.
New Year's Eve's coming up.
Ugh.
Sunday.
I hate New Year's.
So do I.
I hate holidays.
I don't mind holidays. I'm not, you know, I'm not a fan of what we're not talking about anymore, which
no.
is the holidays.
Done.
Christmas.
We mic dropped it. We kicked that bitch to the curb last
Done.
Week.
So, yeah. And I'm so not a fan of New Year's because I could
I know,
care less.
Right? I could care less because you know what? I don't think anything earth-shattering changes.
Nope.
Okay. I got a confession.
What?
I don't stay up till midnight.
Neither do I.
You know, I try. I may. But if not, if I start to get tired, I tap out with Newfoundland. Right? Which is 10:30 our time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Because they're an hour and a half ahead.
Excellent.
So 10:31. Adios.
Catch you later.
Good night, Ryan Seacrest. It's been fun.
Well, I liked watching Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, but you could PVR right now.
Oh, sweet.
Right?
Oh.
So really, you could PVR. How cool would that be? Let's do that this year, Samantha. Let's PVR New Year's Eve, and we'll celebrate it New Year's Day. Seems odd staying up that late on Sunday.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
No.
Right? So we could do that.
I'm so tired. I think I will just sleep all on my days off.
You know what I tried to do today? You know what I tried to do? Because I just wanted to know. I wanted to research where New Year's goes first.
Okay.
And it's Tonga.
Tonga.
And that's in the Pacific Islands, wherever the hell that is. All this exercise did was it was just an exercise in dumbness. And it just tapped into my inner math dummy because I was trying to figure out.
And your inner, I don't know my geography.
And I don't know my geography because I don't know where the hell the Pacific Islands are, right? Or Tonga.
Oh my God.
I think Tonga was like, yeah, I don't even know. But they get it first. So what I wanted to try and find out is I wanted to try and figure out what time it would be in Tonga,
uh-huh.
right? Like, if they're 19 hours ahead of us. So what time it would be in Saskatchewan versus Tonga. So when Tonga's celebrating New Year's, I could celebrate in Saskatchewan on Saturday or something and be, like, done and not have to worry about it. No, don't start counting on your fingers because you're math dumb, too.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't figure it out. And so I was just like, all it did was make
it's
me feel stupid.
It's 1 p.m. there right now.
19 hours ahead?
Yeah.
Wow.
The next day.
The next day. Yeah. So see, and already I didn't. So when is that? Like, am I like Happy New Year now? Maybe. I don't know. I don't even know.
Maybe you could celebrate New Year's Eve.
Right.
And go to bed in like the afternoon.
I know. Right. And just be like,
and
I
just stay in bed the whole day.
I was trying. I spent like 45 minutes trying to figure it out. And I'm like, yeah, I got nothing. All that did. I'm like, thanks Tonga. All you did is make me feel stupid.
Well, was the hyper hype girl there to help
no,
you?
No, she was off today. Yeah.
Darn it.
So I was doing it all on my own, trying to figure out the
well,
math.
Well, that's why.
I know, right? Because I don't claim to be math smart. And Tonga completely drilled that into my head. Good luck. That's what all I'm saying.
You suck at math.
You suck at math. Thank you for one last kick in the pants before
we
usher out.
And you don't know where I am.
Yeah, and you don't know where I am. And I just wanted to make you feel really dumb before the new year closes. Right? And it did
Fantastic.
Just that.
Fantastic.
Like, awesome. Fine. Well, guess what? I know where Newfoundland is. And I know what time it is there.
Booyah.
So, boom. Take that, Tonga. That's what I thought. Is that kind of weird?
That's funny.
I know. Just saying.
You were a little stupid.
I know. Matt's stupid.
Okay, you know what it's going to be, though?
What?
The year of right.
2008 is the year of right. Right?
Okay. Right. You have to explain it, though.
Okay, so this is what I think, is I think that everything now needs to be answered with right. Say it.
Right.
Right. So it's kind of a little snide, kind of a little sarcastic, kind of like a little like it's like the old OMG, right? Right?
Right.
Right. Because I find myself saying it with everything.
Okay, but you must tilt your head to the right.
Yes.
Squint your right eye and point your finger.
Right?
And lean in a little.
Right.
Right.
Right. And if you're doing it in a text, it has to have an exclamation.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
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 So that's what I think 2018 is all about. It's the year of right. Yeah. And it's funny because at the holiday that we're not talking about,
yes,
my sister-in-law was there and she says it with everything. And I'm like, uh-huh. She's like, we just be like, pass the turkey. Oh, that turkey's good. Right. Right. So I'm like, uh-huh. I knew I was onto something.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Heather. I know. So there it is. Mark my words, friends of the podcast. Right.
Right.
Right. There we go. That's just how I feel.
I like it.
I like it too.
I think I can feel, I feel like I can probably use this a lot.
You can work with it?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, me too. 100%. Totes. Yep, I agree.
Totes. Totes. Okay, so we are heading into a new year. So obviously.
Obviously.
We're talking about the year in review.
And
we got some New Year's resolutions happening.
A little bit of trivia.
A little bit of trivia. So we're going to start off with some weird or strange or kind of New Year's resolutions.
Okay, hit me.
We should start smoking.
You want to start smoking?
Yeah, that's a
pot. New- start smoking pot.
Well, that would be better.
But it's legal in Canada, actually, too.
during was it Boxing Day?
Yeah.
I was at my parents. I have to tell you a story because it's funny.
Okay.
We were playing a Christmas trivia game.
Yep.
And we had been talking about pot for some reason. And my brother, Trevor, said something about a Yule log. And he's like, and I'm like, is that code for pot? So every time we came across the word, every time we were like making fun of something, yeah. I'm like, I could really use a Yule log right now.
And that was like a pot, a joint. Yeah. And hallelujah, all of Canada embrace it.
We're embracing it. I'm not going to smoke it.
No, whatever. I'm not going to smoke it either. I might eat it and chew it though. Mm-hmm. Pot gum or something like that.
So New Year's resolution.
Start smoking.
Start smoking.
Okay.
Be a rebel.
Okay.
Go the other way.
I can't inhale, but I'll try. I'll give it one more kick at the can. Okay.
Okay. Be less perfect, Lisa.
I can't do that. It's not even 2018. I already failed that resolution, Samantha.
Okay.
It's hard being me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right. Oh, my God. Okay, and then also, another one. You should write out everything you did the night before, and at the beginning, add the word stop.
Like stop peeing?
Stop smoking.
Stop pooping.
Eating, stop pooping. Stop doing that. Stop picking your nose. Stop doing whatever.
Wow, not stop picking your nose.
That'd be funny.
It would be kind of funny. Do that list, and then we can compare our list.
I don't want to.
We can do it for the whole evening. You compare your lists till you go to bed and mine, and we'll see what we did that night.
Okay.
And we can talk about it next week. Okay. Let's do that. That'd be kind of funny.
Okay.
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 Unless it's something really creepy.
No, I wouldn't.
But you're not creepy.
I'm staying at home.
And I'm staying at home, and I'm not creepy.
So, stop crying at Google commercials, Lisa.
I don't cry at
That's
Google
your
commercials.
New
Okay, that one I can do. I feel really confident and committed to that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spend less time with people and more time with my phone.
Yes.
Yes.
Finally a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I feel like this is right up your alley.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I'm like, yeah, that's you.
I can spend more time with my phone. Mm-hmm. I love my phone.
Okay. I got another good one, though.
Okay.
I feel like I could do this one.
Okay.
Try to incorporate. I don't roll like.
I don't roll like that?
I don't roll that way.
Sorry. I don't roll that way?
I'm trying not to laugh. Don't roll that way into at least one conversation per week.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't roll that way.
Because guess what? I don't roll that way.
I don't roll that way.
Try and incorporate I don't roll that way into one conversation a week.
Try that, guys.
Okay.
I think you could totally do it.
I think it's kind of cool.
I think it would be funny.
Right? Okay.
I don't roll that way.
I don't roll that way.
I don't roll that way. Okay. Never be late again.
Yeah, I think that's one that you already failed.
Yeah, I do.
I think these resolutions are all like plus for Lisa and Sam loses.
Probably.
Lisa 6, Sam 0.
Sam 0.
Yeah.
Eat less bacon.
Oh, but why would you want to?
I know, exactly.
I think, you know,
so you'll fail at that one for sure.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of bacon, but when I do, I make up for it.
You do.
Right? Like when we're like,
it's like heart attack waiting to happen.
Right?
Okay. Right.
You're not completely on it yet.
I'm not. No, because I'm like, I'm focused now.
Okay.
I'm focused.
Okay.
Stop it.
Sorry.
All right.
Learn how to twerk. Oh my goodness.
I don't think that's going to be pretty.
I don't think
anybody at our age and our weight should twerk.
And not even just to mention our weight, but guess what, friends of the podcast? You know how like after the cat gets spayed or neutered, right? Like gravity gut kicks in? Same type of thing. So I don't think
gravity cut.
So I don't know how does your apron twerk?
Don't twerk. That's a visual. Stop it.
I'm just saying. And again, friends of the podcast, we're not saying that we have aprons. I'm just saying gravity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one.
Okay.
Learn a decent party trick.
I don't want to go to a party.
I don't want to learn tricks. So we're good.
We're good. Cross that one off.
This will be hard for you.
Okay.
And you totally won't do this. Even if you wanted to.
Okay.
If you make resolutions, which you don't.
I don't.
Try a new food each week.
No.
You totes would not do that.
I will not ever do that.
Ever.
You know what? I will never try another food. I don't think I've tried a new food since I was 21. Right? I think once 21 came, I was done. Probably maybe even 19.
Oh, my God.
Right? I have not tried a new...
I'm not doing it.
I haven't tried a new nothing.
You can't make me. Right?
Right?
Right.
Right? Haven't tried sushi. What are the top cool things? Haven't tried sushi.
No.
Won't drink bubble tea. We've already determined I think I'm allergic to the latte. So, yeah, no, I'm like,
allergic to the latte.
Right? I'm not putting burger on. I'm not putting lettuce around my burger. No, I'm like anti.
Right.
No. Okay. But I have a couple funny things for you.
All right.
This is just kind of some New Year's trivia. Did you know that the 8th most common resolution to improve on is... For New Year's resolution is a relationship. I know, right?
Oh,
probably it should probably be a bigger priority.
Well, you would think.
Than 8, I would think. Okay, do you know why we celebrate January 1st?
No.
Because Julius Caesar said so.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I know.
New Year's Day.
He said so.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds stupid.
I know. No, but that's what he did.
Huh.
He said so. Do you know, here's something I thought was interesting. For any of our friends of the podcast that are from the South, maybe verify if this is true.
Mm.
They say that Southerners eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Eve for good, on New Year's Eve for, or New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve for good luck.
Really?
Yeah. Guess who's never trying that?
Me.
Or me. Okay. You know the big ball that they drop at Times Square?
Yes.
Okay. So it was first dropped December 31st, 1907.
Okay.
It was 700 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, and 25 watt bulbs made of iron and wood.
Wow.
Now, you ready for this?
Huh.
The ball is 11,875 pounds, 12 feet in diameter,
uh-huh.
Whatever that is that across?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, I'm not math savvy. And has 2,668 crystals.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's heavy.
That's a super heavy ball.
I wonder what a ton is.
That's a big ball. That's a big ball, Lisa.
New York City's got a big ball. It's got a big ball, Samantha.
Just one big ball.
Just one.
They don't have two.
Right?
They only got one.
And did you know? But they don't need two when you got one that's 11.
Big balls and I cannot lie.
Yeah. I got a big ball and I cannot lie. Right? It's 11,000 pounds.
Sorry.
Right? But did you?
I'm making myself laugh. That's sad.
It's so sad. It's because you're frozen too. Right? Did you know that 22% of the U.S., they don't get to midnight?
What?
22% of the people don't get to midnight.
What do you mean don't get to midnight?
They don't stay up till midnight.
Only 22%?
Only 22%.
I'd say it's probably more.
I don't know. That's not what my sources say.
I feel like you're wrong.
My sources are not wrong.
I think you are.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I just wanted to share a few of those fun things.
That was fun, Lisa.
I know. Thanks, Samantha.
Thanks
right?
for the lesson. Look at you getting all schooly.
I know.
Ha!
Enough of that. Enough
right.
of school.
All right.
All right.
Okay, so we chose to do a little bit of a podcast year in review.
Yeah.
So we picked some of our faves, I think.
Well, we picked them based on the total number of downloads.
Okay,
Lisa.
So you start, Lisa.
This is, okay, so because we're...
You got schooly again.
No, it's not really schooly.
It is a little
it's
bit.
It's not. But because I think we're a little bit unique and quirky. I didn't do five, and I didn't do 10. I picked 7.
Okay.
So here is my Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam's top 7 downloads.
Okay.
From April, because that's when our year started.
Yes.
To now.
Okay.
Starting at number 7.
Okay.
When in doubt, throw it out.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
What prompted that one?
I think I wasn't sure about a due date.
I think you weren't sure about a due date. I absolutely think you weren't sure about a due date.
I don't know the difference between best before and due dates.
And I'm like, when in doubt,
throw it out.
I think that's, so that was number 7.
Yeah.
Number 6, one of my all-time favorites. What TV do you watch when nobody is looking? It's all about the forge, about the forge, about the forge. Right? Because that's what it was all about, forging and fire.
Uh-huh.
And being a tuna, catching the tuna, and you watching some paint dry on the wall.
No, okay. Because I watch good things, all the good things British, and Murder, She Wrote.
Buh.
Buh.
Okay. Number 5,
mm-hmm.
Condiment Loyalty.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one. I think that probably happened over our lunch.
Because you were like, I think you said ketchup was the bomb, and
ketchup
I'm like,
is the
no,
bomb.
Mustard.
No.
Yeah. No. And then that's how it all started.
Just with a yes, no, yes,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, and we're like that. Topic.
Anything, that's the thing, hey? Anything that makes us go yes, no, yes, no, then it becomes a topic. That's like what's inside the caramel bar. That's how a podcast is determined.
Yep.
Okay. Number 4,
uh-huh.
Best of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's a good one.
Everybody loves Saturday Night Live.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls. And Pat.
Apparently I like things with balls.
Apparently you are a lover of balls, Samantha. Number 3. I'm not even commenting.
Sorry, that's funny.
I'm not even commenting. Number 3.
Sorry, okay.
Number 3, Samantha.
Okay.
We Love Elvis.
Yes. Well, see, because it was his birthday coming up.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you were like, hey, I remember when I went to Memphis. I'm like, when did you go to Memphis?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I just remembered.
I was like 8. And then, yeah, and then it became like
so
this
weird.
Whole me telling you this story about going to see Elvis. And I completely had blocked that out of my memory. Weird, hey?
That's weird.
Like a lifetime ago.
It's very weird.
Number 2,
yeah.
One of your favorites.
Uh-huh.
One Tweets and One Creeps.
Right?
Yeah. And number 1,
mm-hmm.
I was surprised at this one.
What?
No cell service?
No, that's when we went to the lake.
That's when we took our vacation together.
Yeah, we went to the lake, to the cabin.
And we played Monopoly and you sucked and we watched
no,
the Alaskan
you
Bush
cheated.
People.
You
I
cheated.
Didn't cheat.
You cheated.
I didn't cheat.
You cheated?
No.
You cheated.
All right, stick with that if that makes you feel better.
Uh-huh.
And remember we watched the Alaskan Bush People?
Oh, yeah, that's when we discovered the weirdness of the Alaskan Bush
yeah,
People.
Yeah, right? The train wreck called them. And so those are our top 7.
That was pretty good.
I know.
Okay.
Good times.
Well, I decided to think about a couple things.
Okay.
Because I think I went back to the first one.
Okay.
The soap opera one.
Oh,
where it all started.
Okay.
I cringed a little. Not going to lie.
You know what?
We've improved so much since then. 48 in and we're getting a bit better. We're
getting a bit better. And now we have lapel clips to prove it.
We're so professional.
We're so professional now.
Oh my god.
Let's just talk like this now. Hi, friends of the podcast. It's like, imagine. No. People would hate
oh
us.
Oh my god, yes. I would hate us.
Or hopefully that's what they love about us, is that we're not those people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
Okay, and then I actually talked about how Lisa felt that she was a forger in the past.
Yes.
I thought that was funny, because I could not convince you, no, you can't forge.
I can't
but you
forge.
You're totally convinced you can forge.
I know I can. I just need to be given the chance.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And then...
For greatness.
Yeah.
Forging greatness. That's what I know I can do it.
Okay, another good one for me was Sam Caveman, Lisa Millennial. Because I still haven't convinced you you're not a millennial.
Because I am
no,
a millennial.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Samantha, I like
no,
all the things.
No,
I like,
you're not. We're
yes,
too old to be
right?
millennials.
I'm too on the go to eat a breakfast, so I take a granola bar or a yogurt. That's my that's how my day starts.
Well, you are attached to your electronics.
Right?
So
my day starts off as a millennial. Sorry. Right? And then it just, and then off and on, it like disappears. But for the most part, it's millennial all the way.
All right, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Okay, another one that I liked, that you liked the podcast, but you hated the after effects,
okay.
Was Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner.
Hated Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner.
For some reason, couldn't let go of Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner.
Samantha, I...
And said it all the time, in text and in person, and drove Lisa insane.
Because nobody hates a lame-ass saying more than me. I hate lame-ass saying.
But I loved it, so I just kept saying it. hand.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Everywhere.
I loved that. I loved it. It was fun. Mm. Okay. Another one?
Yep.
To Google or not to Google? Because I was emphatic about you. It does not make you smarter. And you were like, no, it makes you smarter.
And it does. And I've proven it.
No.
I've proven it over the 48 episodes.
Nope.
Yeah, and we'll continue to prove it.
Nope.
Just saying.
I believe Andrea sent you via Facebook a...
Yes, she did.
A clip.
Yes, she did.
An article, yes. I believe.
She's a little biased, though.
My theory.
She's a little biased towards you, though. Right? I mean, I love her dearly, and I think she's awesome. But she's a little biased towards
you. I'm just saying.
Right.
She's a smart girl, so, right. You know.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on the smart side. Mm. I'm just saying.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'll give you that one. I will give you that one.
Fine.
But I do feel it makes me smarter because I can look it up real quick and be like, blah, blah, blah.
And then it goes poof.
I have another
like
feeling.
It was never there.
But then it's in my history.
Like it was never there.
In my history, and I just go back to it. It's in my Google history. And I just go back to it, and I'm like, oh, that's what I was talking about back then. Right? The key is to never erase it.
Google always keeps your history.
Thank God. Right? Thank God.
OMG.
Uh huh.
Okay.
All right.
Moving along.
Moving right along.
Because we got to keep it going.
Got to keep it going.
Got to keep the people happy.
Got to keep the people
laughing.
That's
what I learned from the first podcast. When we sucked.
But you know what my biggest takeaway from that first podcast was? Was that you read Harlequin romance novels. Right? And I'm like, oh my God.
You love Fabio. Yeah, no, I don't.
I can't believe it's not Fabio. Like, I can't believe you read that shit.
No, my mom used to read
them. And then you read it too, because you're a reader.
Well, occasionally I still read them, but I don't.
You just like to get whisked away and swept up and
yes,
away
that's exactly
in romance. I know, Samantha. Mm-hmm. All right. What's our next thing that we're talking about?
Okay.
This is going to be fun.
Apparently, the Hyper Hype Girl gave us a topic.
Yeah, so here's what happened. So the Hyper Hype Girl works at Olsen next door. And every now and then I'll be like, so, you know, I think we're going to, because she's like such a huge fan.
Yes.
So every now and then I'll be like, you know what? I think we're talking about this week. So I told her how we were doing a year in review. Mm-hmm. And then with such joy, she's like, I got something for you. And I said, okay, what? She's like, if you're doing a year in review on your podcast, you guys should do a year in review of the year you were born. So I said, okay, we will. And guess what we're doing now, friends of the podcast?
Guess what we're doing.
Samantha? You go first.
In case you wanted to know what happened in 1968, I got some stuff for you.
Okay.
Apparently, it was a year of seismic social and political change around the world.
Ooh.
And I'm like, damn straight.
Okay.
Okay. Apollo 8 became the first space thing to orbit around the Earth.
Okay.
With humans.
Okay.
And it gave us the first glimpse of the whole planet from space.
Okay. Cool.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
That's cool.
I can do that.
Martin Luther King died.
Yeah, that was
junior,
sad.
Junior died. That's not good.
No.
That's sad. 60 Minutes was shown for the first time.
Oh, that's a good show.
1968. Yeah. It's still on.
I know.
It's 2017.
I know. That's what it does. It's a stopwatch, eh? Did you know
that? Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I didn't know
thank you.
I didn't know if
I do watch 60 Minutes.
I just want to see if you knew.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Senator Robert Kennedy was shot.
That was sad.
That's sad.
That's sad.
That's sad. A lot of Kennedys died.
Yeah, they had a tough life.
Yeah. Why do people like shooting them? Because the other one died that way, too.
Yeah. Because, well, he was the president, right? Didn't like him. Bang. And this one was just pow, pow. Right? I don't know.
Pow, pow.
Yeah. I think they just had a problem with him, too.
All the Kennedys.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
Boeing introduced the first 747 jumbo jets.
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting.
Jumbo jets. The musical Hair opens.
Oh.
With nudity and drugs.
Ooh. Nudity.
Woo!
Woo!
Hair.
Is that a part of the song?
I don't know.
Oh, you're just making that
up. Yeah,
I'm
making it up.
Gotcha.
Now. Okay. U.S. athletes take a stand at the Summer Olympics.
Yes.
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Pierre Elliott Trudeau becomes Prime Minister of Canada in 1968.
Wow.
And guess what? We have his son
as Prime Minister. And he's doing just about as good.
Well, he's in his second year.
He is in his second year.
Yeah.
And he's pretty.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Samantha.
Star Trek airs on American TV with the first interracial kiss.
Oh, yes, I know. But I remember hearing, I read about that.
Look at them being controversial.
All controversial.
Woo!
Yeah.
You'll like this one.
Okay.
The first Big Mac goes on sale in McDonald's for 49 cents.
Wow. I love a good Big Mac.
1968, folks. Nice. When we started to eat lots of processed food.
Bun, patty, patty, bun, patty. Right?
Secret sauce, secret sauce.
Yum. To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles on this SBC bun.
Why am I not surprised that you know that?
I just know I just know odd, random things that are just in my mind forever.
Oh, my God.
I know. That Isn't that weird?
So weird. Oh, my God. Okay. Beatles. The album, the White Album, is released to horrible reviews because it's pretty weird.
It's pretty weird.
Well, they were in an ashram in India, and they got all like, weird.
Wow.
So, sorry.
There you go.
But apparently, people like the White Album now.
Interesting.
Because it wasn't right for the time.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you'll like this one, too.
Okay.
The Zodiac serial murderer begins his reign of terror in California.
Awesome.
It has been described as the perfect crime. And they never caught him.
And I believe that was Richard Ramirez. Nope.
They never caught him.
Because he's been caught, so then it's not him.
They never caught him.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Huh. In letters to the police, this person confessed to 37 murders.
Wow.
But they can only confidently say 14.
Not 37.
The police, yeah, 14.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's never been caught.
Can I talk now about my year?
No, but my year is really fun.
No, my year's better, actually.
No, I don't think so.
You ready?
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is what happened in 1969, Samantha.
No, you were born in 1968, but that's a whole different conversation again.
I was not born in 1968.
Yes, you were, Lisa.
I was born July 1st, 1969. And here's what happened to my year.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Okay. Neil Armstrong became the first man on the moon.
Uh-huh.
We had Woodstock. The Beatles recorded their final album, Abbey Road. We got
in 1969?
Yep.
This guy didn't last very long, did they?
Nope. We got PBS. You should know that. Charles Manson killed 5 people.
Did he really?
Yes.
Is that why he went to jail?
Well, it was one of the reasons.
Or did he do more?
No. That was one of the main reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
He died, though, right?
Just.
Like, just died. Yeah.
Old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Walmart.
Opened. Very first time.
Yes.
Look at them.
Sesame Street debuted.
Shut up.
Yep. You said something about the Boeing 747.
Yeah.
It was introduced. My year, it actually debuted and flew.
Woo.
We stepped you up one.
Woo.
And here's the big one. Take this. The Trans Am. So, sorry. Samantha.
No, I think my year was pretty good.
It was okay, but it was
some people died.
It was no 1969. I'll tell you that
but
right
also
now.
Also in 1968, big anti-Vietnam protests and things of that nature were happening as well because the news, they started telling people more about what was going on.
Definitely they did.
Right?
Yep.
And people got to know what was happening and people were pissed off.
Exactly.
They were just like, yo, we don't want to go to war.
Don't steal my thunder.
Stole it.
Bitch, please. Just saying.
Just saying.
Both years were pretty darn good.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
Friends of the podcast, we told you about this last week. We invited a special guest into the car.
Yes.
And no, it's not Jan Arden.
No, but it would be good if she was.
It would be, but we're giving her a bit of a reprieve. So
she's tired.
She did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She had a busy year.
She did.
She needs to have a bit of time off.
Yeah, she does.
We'll get her in 2018. I just think we will. That's okay.
We will wear her down.
So, friends of the podcast with our special guest Samantha. Did you want to introduce them?
Everybody, this is the Magic 8-Ball.
Damn. Welcome to the podcast, Magic 8-Ball. We have a few questions for you.
Hang on, it's going to answer.
Okay, so. So what is it that we're hoping the Magic 8-Ball is going to do for us?
We believe that the Magic 8-Ball will give us profound advice.
Okay. All right. Can I ask the first question?
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Okay.
Will the Blue Jays win the World Series?
Hang on,
it's thinking.
It's coming. It's slow. Unfortunately, no.
Oh. little piece of my heart just died right now.
Oh, my God. You know what? This thing might be right, man.
It could be.
That's scary.
Wow.
That's scary.
Okay, do you want to ask a question or want me to ask all mine?
No, I'll go.
Okay.
Will Lisa ever eat pizza with her fingers? Hang on, folks.
Oh, I know the answer to this.
Hang on.
All right.
You bet.
No, I will not. It's not accurate. The Jays will win the World Series, actually. And I will not ever eat pizza with my fingers. Okay.
Okay, go.
This is the tiebreaker. This will decide if it's true or not.
Okay.
Will Samantha ever be on time?
Oh, definitely not.
Let's see.
Let's go.
You're like, I think it's going to crash
I
on
love
that
this
one.
Thing.
I know. Take some time.
What
did it say?
Hang on.
Oh, we just lost it. That question was too much for it. That question was just like...
My answer is affirmative.
So, yes, you're going to be on time.
No.
Yes, that's what that means. Hallelujah.
No. Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Sweet Jesus.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Does my mom like Lisa more than me?
Duh.
Trevor believes
that she does. Everybody does. Everybody believes it.
Undoubtedly! Thanks, Mom. Way to go.
Way to go, Sheila.
Trevor, you were right. She does.
She does.
He was like, she got the first batch of Christmas baking. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Mom likes her more.
Way before everybody else. Absolutely, I did. That's what was so amazing. Okay, my last question.
Mm-hmm.
Will Lisa learn to forge in fire?
No.
Ask it.
I'm asking.
Okay.
Ugh.
Come on. Fingers crossed.
My answer is affirmative.
Yes, I will.
It's Lansing. It's lying.
It's not lying.
It's lying.
So this is what that means, Samantha.
No.
It means that I'm going to go on the show.
No.
And I'm going to show them how I take my domestic
steel. Don't describe it.
Right? And I'm
Nobody
going to...
Nobody needs to hear that
You know what
again.
I'm going to do? I'm going to use a...
Nobody needs to
I'm
hear gonna, that.
I'm going to melt down a wrench.
No.
And I'm going to melt it down, and I'm going to forge it, and I'm going to quench it, and I'm going to make sure that it's straight.
Will she go on the show?
Yes.
Hang on, Magic 8-Ball's going to answer me.
Yes. Yes, she will.
Absolutely yes!
Yes! 2008 is all about the forge.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is so funny.
That is so accurate, too.
Okay. I got more.
Okay.
Will Jen Arden ever message us back on Twitter?
Oh, come on.
Hang on. Magic 8-Ball's going to tell me.
Come on, Jen.
I believe you, Magic 8-Ball.
Oh, I might.
Aye, sir.
Yes. 2018 is going to be so spectacular.
It's
going to be epic, man.
Okay. Well, actually, you've already asked it because I said, will I ever figure out how to get to work on time? Let's see what it's like.
I already know you'll never be at work on time.
My boss probably would like to hear this.
Right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently 2018 is the year of Sam coming into work
on time. Well, here's something funny. I need to segue. Dear Sam's boss, when I used to be her boss at Pennington,
I didn't do well
she
either.
She never did well in that category. No. So, you know what? It's just never going to happen.
I think I make up for it in like
you stick
other
around,
things.
But not really. It's still different.
Really?
Yes. Yes, you bring lots to the table, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, shut up.
However, every now and then, we just want you to be on time, Samantha, for anything.
Oh, my God. Stop talking.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right.
My last one.
Okay.
This is funny. Will I get addicted to Netflix and have to get my butt surgically removed from my couch?
Oh.
Hang on.
I didn't realize that you were having this big of an issue with Netflix. Do you need an intervention?
Nope. Oh, look, not so good.
Oh. Looks like we're going to be like surgically...
Netflix making me lazy.
We're going to be surgically... What are you going to do when you have to pay for it in 6 months?
I'm probably going to pay for it because I think I'm addicted to it.
Because you're addicted to Netflix.
Well, because there's just so much happening.
So there you go, friends of the podcast. That was our special guest, Magic 8-Ball.
Yeah.
Thank you, Magic 8-Ball.
You should download the app, guys. It's really fun.
It's just fun. Should I get up now?
No.
No. Okay,
no.
Good.
Perfect.
Right?
I'm done.
It's like Big Brother. I think that's awesome.
Okay. I think we need to give people our predictions for 2018.
Okay.
Because I think people would benefit.
Like personal predictions or just like...
Just
whatever.
What we think might happen or potentially go on in 2018.
Okay. All right.
Go for it.
Okay. I only have three.
I have five.
Of course, because you always school it a little bit deeper than I will.
That is a given.
That undoubtedly so. Right? Unfortunately, yes. Okay, I'm just saying,
oh
right?
God. I think we're having carbon monoxide poisoning.
I think we are in an enclosed area with the heat running and the car running. And if it was a garage, we'd be dead.
We'd be dead.
We'd be dead by now. So who knows? Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Right? Okay. So my number one prediction.
Okay.
Like the groundhog, I predict an early spring.
I think you're insane and no, it won't. Okay. I think we're going to have snow till May.
Okay. My next one.
Okay.
I predict that people will stop dressing their pets in clothing unless it's for completely necessity and they're really, and because their pet would be really cold without it.
Yeah, probably.
Right? Like, I don't see, like, the, I think in 2018.
This obviously bothers you because why are you predicting that this will happen? Because it won't.
Because I need to just, I'm fine with little boots and little sweaters. I need to not see a little dog in a dress going to a party. That's what I'm predicting needs to
in a
stop.
Tutu? You don't want to see it in a tutu?
I don't want to see it in a tutu. I don't want to see, oh, look at him with a peg leg and he's like a sailor. I don't want to see any of that sort of stuff. I don't want to see any of that.
So like in Halloween costumes?
I want to see no Halloween costumes. Okay. So I predict that trend is ending.
Okay.
And my next one,
uh-huh.
This is a big one.
Uh-huh.
I predict that mushrooms will be banned because of dirt contamination.
Oh my God.
It's very scientific.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You hate mushrooms.
And there's dirt contamination. That's how I feel. Those are mine. You can have yours. I have mine.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that.
Okay. I predict big 80s hair will make a comeback in 2018.
For you only, I hope.
All the clothing's coming back. Why not the hair?
I can't wait to see that bang. We're going to have to open up the sunroof so your bang fits in. That's what I see happening.
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't say I was going to do it.
Oh, okay.
I said, like, you know, the kids who've never seen 80s hairdos.
Oh, they're going to do it.
They're going to play.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Not me.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Better sense.
Right?
Okay. Right.
Right.
I predict O.J. Simpson will get a reality TV show, and it's going to be the hit of the year.
And I predict that I will watch every second of it, because I watched all of the O.J. shows that were on, like, A&E, whatever channel they were on.
Yes.
The making, I was like,
all
yep,
of it.
All of it. And
you
a few,
did.
And a couple times, actually, just to make sure I understood the whole story.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay. Excited about that one.
Number three.
Okay.
The Magic 8-Ball starts a phenomenon in which people only go to it for advice.
Yes, because look at how it just proved all the great things. Right? Except for the fact that the Jays aren't going to win the World Series.
I think that's a little sad.
Right.
No, I think that's right.
Okay.
Okay, number four.
Yep.
I predict the new health craze is eating dirt because it's really good for you because it's got a lot of fiber.
Ew.
It'll clean up your system.
Ew. Really? So do peanuts. So does corn. So does too much water. So do prunes. So does too much watermelon in the summer. There's lots of things I can eat
to
clean out the system before dirt.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay, Samantha.
Okay. Number five, I predict at some point in 2018, I will throat punch someone.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me and say you're going to throat punch me, because remember, you don't know how strong I am.
Yeah, I think I do.
So I've never flexed my muscles.
I have a feeling that because I'm talking about it so much, the potential is there.
What about if
I think maybe I should stop talking about it, and I won't.
But what if it turns the opposite and you don't throat punch, you get throat punched?
No, I won't.
Maybe by me.
No, because, yeah.
You never know.
No.
You just don't know.
No.
You could.
Nope.
I punched you really hard in the arm before.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It didn't hurt.
It did.
No, it didn't.
You just, they're never going to tell me that it
would.
It
didn't hurt. Mm. It didn't hurt.
All right, Samantha.
All right, those are our predictions. 2018, people. Pay attention.
Looking
things
forward.
Can happen.
Anything can happen.
Especially the hair thing. Oh, my God, if that happens.
Oh, I don't want to see
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible. It was bad the first time.
Yes, it was.
Right?
It was so bad
it's not a good look. Not a good look.
Okay.
Okay.
Lisa.
Yes.
Your eyes shake my head.
Oh.
You got one?
I hate to do this, but guess what?
What?
I'm not talking about Christmas, because that's done. But I need to talk about the week that follows, the week in between Christmas and New Year's in the world of retail, okay?
Oh.
And my shake my head moment starts a little something like this. Bitching about lineups. Right?
Right.
So, here's... And as soon as it happened, I went right to my phone and wrote it, typed it in.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. So lady comes in, she's already in the bay, and she comes up to me and she's like, where's the lingerie? I said, upstairs. Take the escalator over there, upstairs. Okay, no problem. Then she comes back like 25 minutes later to pay for it. She's actually standing in the Olsen department. And she's like, yeah, I want to pay for this. So Michelle, I'm only just overhearing this. So Michelle says to her, oh, you know what? We're separate. We're a licensee. You have to just take your items down to the service desk. Points nicely to where it is. The lady looks and this is what she says. There's 15 people in line. This is what I, and Michelle's like, like, kind of like, and I'm kind of like, and I'm like, it's the day after Boxing Day. And then I went to my phone, bitching about lineups, right? Stop bitching about lineups. And then it just became a big joke because then it was like, oh, I just need to pay. Oh, there's 15 people in line. Oh, let's go count. Are you sure there's 15 people? And from our area to the cash desk is 42 steps. So then my favorite thing became all through that, through this week has been, guess what's in her future? 42 steps. Right? Yeah, oh, so that was my shake my head, bitching about the lineups.
Boxing week issues.
Ugh.
We have boxing week issues.
I know.
Because I can add to that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Oh.
But I won't.
Oh.
Because that seems like I'm complaining about
I know.
Work. And my work is good.
Your work is good. My work is good.
My work is good. But.
But there's, of course, you know there's what? Lineups.
Okay, this is what I have to say about boxing week. Leading up to Christmas, people happy most of the time.
Trying to be.
Trying to get their stuff done. Yeah. We're there to help. Doing our thing.
Yes.
Boxing week. These are not my people.
Not your people.
These are not my people. Mm-mm. They're the Boxing Week vultures.
Because they became different people.
Oh my God.
Right? Something happened over Christmas.
The switch tink, yep. Turn, flipped, whatever.
Yep.
I don't care.
They're different people.
And they are, is this on sale? Is this on sale? Yep. Is this on sale? What do you mean? Why isn't that?
Yeah. Because you know what happens to them? Because what happens to them is that prior to Christmas Day, they're trying to be jovial because I'm buying for somebody
else. And
now it's
like totally
Boxing
different.
Day comes and I'm buying for me. Mm-hmm. I want this. No, it's not on sale. Not everything's on sale. No. No. Sorry.
Yeah, not your, your entire store.
The entire store is not on sale, ma'am.
It's not on sale.
Right?
I'm just saying.
But it said, no, but it doesn't say. Read the fine print. Mm-hmm. Right? Bitching about the lineups. Okay, so what's your I shake my head?
Okay, mine is how come restaurants, they spend their budget.
Yes.
Everywhere but the bathroom.
Like when they renovate?
Yeah.
So true.
Because they can make the main dining room part pretty.
Yeah.
But the bathroom is like the forgotten zone.
It's like, and we ran out of money here. Right? Just right as you go to open up the bathroom door, you open up the bathroom. Bathroom door looks good because it's still seen on the outside.
Yeah.
But once you open that door, it's like, oh, shit, they ran out of money.
I just can't. I just, you know what? And it's, okay, ugh.
I think all restaurant renos should start as a bathroom. Like, you're smell sensitive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just please, for heaven's sake, get an air freshener.
Right.
Or just, I don't know, figure
something.
It out.
Just something.
Just your just sewer is, something's going wrong.
And the floor is always a little sticky.
Ugh.
Hate that, right? That just makes me think people peed on it.
Oh, it's going to make me throw up.
Sorry.
Floor. Okay, stop.
Okay, well, I shake my head. Right? But then there's that one restaurant in Saskatoon that it's like they started the reno with the bathroom.
They started it with the bathroom.
The restaurants and the food shitty, but the bathroom.
It's the bomb.
It's worth spending some time in. I'm not wasting that drink because I'm going there.
Do you ever notice they don't have a door?
I know. Huh?
They don't have a door going into the bathroom. It's just walk really? In to the right. Yeah.
I never noticed.
There's no door.
I don't think we should say where it is.
No. We're not going to.
No.
But there's no door.
No. But it rhymes with Chinese food.
Shut up. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It rhymes with Chinese.
Shut up. We're going to get in trouble.
No, we're not. Because
yes,
we're not
we
saying
are.
Anything more about it.
We're going to get in trouble.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Lisa.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist.
Uh-huh.
Samantha, I complaud.
Yes, you do. I think for 2018, Lisa, you need to figure that shit out.
Samantha, I don't roll like that. Used it once this week.
Ha. Done.
Done. Mic drop. Fit it in. There you go.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's recap.
Okay.
In 2018, we're going to use the phrase, I don't roll that way.
Once a week.
Once a week.
At least.
Once a week. At least.
We're going to work in right.
Right.
As often as we can.
As often as we can. Right? Remember, it's you incline with your head, you squint your right eye, and you point your finger.
And if it's a text, exclamation.
Exclamation.
And nothing else needs to be said.
No.
No.
Done.
Yes.
Okay.
We kick OMG to the curb, we bring in right.
Bring in right.
Yes.
Okay. And then we're going to also incorporate...
We're going to continue our podcast.
Well, we're going to continue our podcast.
Yes.
You're going to spend more time on your phone.
Yes.
I feel like that's in your future.
Yes. You're going to try to be on time. I feel you're going to
fail. I feel the pressure, and I don't enjoy that.
You're already... We're not even setting you up to fail. You failed. You already failed. Right? I already know you failed.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and we were going to write out everything on New Year's Eve night.
Yes.
And then put... Stop. At the beginning.
And then we're going to... So let's do that. Okay. So let's do that starting at... Like what? Like what time do I start it at?
Like at supper.
Okay. So 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock till when we go to bed.
It'll be like 3 hours from then.
So. Yeah. No, it'll be 4.5 okay, hours because that's when it's Newfoundland. Okay. And then we're going to compare notes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that sounds funny.
Okay.
Yeah. So I also have a little recap.
Okay.
This is what we've done in 2017.
Ooh.
We started our podcast. We've talked about bunions, clothes shrinking.
Yes.
Our cooking tastes like necessity.
Yes, we
talked about menopause. We talked about soap operas. We talked about Forging and Fire, Murder, She Wrote. We've talked about Elvis, SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Talked lots about Jan Arden.
Yes.
Talked lots about our squad. And Samantha, as a reminder, how's our squad?
Squad's good.
And who are they?
Queen.
Yes.
No, sorry. God. The Queen.
Yes.
Oprah.
Yes.
Anne Marie. That's for you.
That's for me. Yes.
Adele.
Jan Arden pinch hits when somebody gets sick.
Jan Arden pinch hits. And we brought in Pink.
Yes.
And we brought in Kelly Clarkson.
We did not bring in Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, we did.
We didn't.
I don't care what and the Hyper Girls say.
That's fine. Kelly Clarkson drives the car. Okay? We've talked about pickles. We've talked about clothes shrinking.
Yes.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas.
Way too much. Sorry.
Yeah. Us. Our inner dudes.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny.
Cartoons.
Yeah.
And just a ton more.
Yeah.
And here's something, friends of the podcast, that we want to thank you for. Sometime Saturday, we will hit 100,000 downloads.
I know!
And before anybody says anything, we get that it's subjective. We get that people might just download and not listen. But guess what? We're taking it.
We're taking it
and we're running with it. Right? Because that's what we do. We make it positive.
We're spinning that and making it positive,
right?
People.
Because I can show it. And we own that, Samantha, right? So we're just going to keep growing on that.
We are.
Right?
Because it hasn't even been a year for the podcast.
No.
So
it's only been 9 months.
So we're pretty stoked about it. And I get it. You guys were like, oh, yeah, but does everybody listen to you all the time?
Probably not.
No, maybe not. Probably not.
Just like the first. If you're my husband, you probably just listen to, hi, friends of the pod, click. Right? You know, who knows, right?
But you know what? He's invested now. He bought us stuff.
He did, right? He loves us. He loves the podcast.
Well, he loves you.
Just ask him.
I'm along for the ride.
Right? Just ask him, right?
Hey, he buys you your favorite food.
He does.
That's a sign of love,
Lisa. He's a good guy that way. Yeah. Samantha, what are we talking about next week?
It's a good topic.
And guess what, friends of the podcast? It's not about New Year's.
No.
No.
No, we're done.
We're done.
We're done. It's about hibernation.
Ah. Can't wait.
We're not telling you anymore.
We're not, because it's going to be so funny.
Lisa's like, I want to tell them more. And I'm like, shut up.
I know,
up.
Right? And right now she's like shooting me the evil eye.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't say another word.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right.
Hibernation.
Hibernation.
Let your imagination go wild.
See where that takes you. All right. So where can we be found?
OMG. Sorry.
No OMG.
Oh, no more of
that. We kicked it to the curb.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, I forgot.
Well, actually, you can still do it because it's not 2018 yet.
Okay.
You have 2 days.
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Spotify.
Stitcher.
Google.
Spreaker.
Podbean.
iTunes.
Google Play.
Twitter.
Twit. Tweety.
No, it's hi.
Whatever.
Instagram. I just said it. Instagram. Facebook.
Facebook. And there's two that we're not going to mention because we're not sure.
We should have magic eight balled. Will we ever figure out Pinterest? Probably not.
Or our website.
And will we get our will we get our website up rolling and interesting? Better chance that than Pinterest, I think.
I would rather work on the website.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No offense, Pinterest.
Yeah. So let's see what 2018 brings.
All right.
So please keep listening.
Have a great New Year.
Have a great New Year.
Be safe.
Yes. If you're staying home, Netflix and chill.
If you're tired, Google Newfoundland. It ends early.
That's early.
It ends early. Right?
Or Tonga.
Or Tonga. And
if you can figure out the hours, let me know.
Please. It'd be nice to end 2017 not feeling like an idiot. Right? Tonga really threw me. Hey?
It threw you.
Usually I can figure it out. Hey? I ain't got nothing.
Nothing.
I gave up. I'm like, I quit.
Oh, you could give them our email address.
Okay. So, If you want to send us an email, we are ISMHead. It's easier on paper. ISMHead. So I shake my head at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you want to give us a topic to talk about or you have comments or anything, just, you know, fire us an email.
And if the recording doesn't sound that great, just remember, guys, we're just, first off, minus 40.
Yeah.
Second off, trying out the new equipment.
Third, we're in a free parkade, and potentially under...
are suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning. Diamond's feeling a little lightheaded, a little tingly.
And I'm laughing at everything, yeah. So I'm like...
And I'm ready to... And I'm
totally there.
And I'm ready to nod off and fall asleep. So I gotta keep hitting myself and stay awake. We have two bottles of water that are cold. We probably should splash our faces with them.
We probably should.
But you know what, Samantha? What did we learn? Show must go on. All right, friends of the podcast, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Samantha, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Lisa.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be. Mm.